Wisconsin abortion policy and availability have been in flux since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade in 2022. The latest change came earlier this fall when a major provider in Wisconsin paused abortions. It has since resumed them. As Bridget Bowden reports, the changing landscape can be confusing for people who are seeking abortions.
On a recent Tuesday afternoon, the doctor at Care for All in Milwaukee began an abortion procedure on a patient who had traveled in from out of town.
I'm going to touch your leg, okay, and then I'm going to start.
The doctor declined to be interviewed or named because of privacy concerns. That day, she and other staff members were busy with back-to-back appointments.
Okay, maybe more cramping, big deep breaths, you're doing great.
That's because Care for All was one of only two abortion providers operating in Wisconsin at the time. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has been the state's largest abortion provider for at least a decade, but it paused abortion services last month. That left Care for All scrambling to meet demand. The clinic had just opened a few months before and faced double or triple the volume of patients. Allie Kliegman is the executive director.
We were like slowly building capacity, slowly building our volume, you know, fine-tuning our systems, and then suddenly, like, the faucet turned on full.
It was the latest shift in Wisconsin's abortion landscape. In June of 2022, all of the state's providers stopped abortion services after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. A year later, clinics reopened after a challenge to a state abortion statute that was first written in 1849. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin paused abortion services again last month, citing cuts to Medicaid under President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill Act. Those cuts prevent large healthcare nonprofits that offer abortions from getting Medicaid reimbursements for 1 year. Now, Planned Parenthood is giving up its status as an essential community provider with the Department of Health and Human Services. The organization says that allows it to resume abortion services and still get funds from Medicaid. Care for All is redirecting some clients to Planned Parenthood again. Still, Kliegman says the years of back and forth have created an atmosphere that's confusing for people who want abortions.
You know, we have had people ask, is it legal here? Even once they're here for the appointment, asking, is this legal? And, you know, we have to reassure them it is.
Care for All operates on a pay-what-you-can basis. Kliegman says most of their clients pay a reduced price or nothing at all.
That is part of our mission, and that's not going to be sacrificed. So if the volume gets to a point where we can't continue that, we will have to pull back.
The clinic gets a lot of its funding from family foundations and organizations like the Freedom Fund, which provides money for people from central and northern Wisconsin to get abortions. Executive Director Kristen Conway says even before the Dobbs decision, there were only a few abortion clinics in the state. All of the fund's clients had to travel to a different county or a different state, and that hasn't changed.
Like, it may be legal here, but it's not easy.
But more policy changes make it more confusing, she says.
You know, obviously when people find out they're pregnant and they are looking for an abortion, they kind of go into panic mode.
Mary Ziegler is a law professor at the University of California, Davis, who studies reproductive rights. She says Planned Parenthood affiliates in other states could use the same strategy to skirt the Medicaid changes. But she says the organization is also challenging the cuts in court.
So we might see more drama about this down the road.
The seemingly constant legal battle can have real consequences, Ziegler says.
It's pretty hard for ordinary people to keep up with what the law actually is at any time when there is so much whiplash. And that means often that people believe things are illegal that are not, and may be making, you know, dangerous healthcare decisions based on that.
With the opening of Care for All, Wisconsin has one more abortion provider than it did when Dobbs came down in 2022. But last year, nearly 40% of abortions provided to Wisconsinites took place across state lines. That's more than double what it was before the fall of Roe. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.